These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
If you're wondering how you can support Black History Month in Philadelphia, Deborah Sharmalis has you covered.
And in one room, of course, we're going to have our incredible vendors. But in another room, we're going to be hosting three panels throughout the day. First one will be focused on the state of Black culture in Philadelphia.
It's called the Cotto Experience. It's a day-long creative market that brings together more than 50 Black vendors in one space for a chance to exchange goods, ideas, and culture.
This year, that space is the historic Divine Lorraine Hotel, which was the first integrated hotel in Philadelphia. And we're really excited to just kind of speak to that history and use it to propel the future forward.
Being a Haitian American raised in Philly with an entrepreneurial background, Deborah knows the importance of community. She saw a need for a Black market for creatives, so she created it.
This is just essentially providing a platform for these really awesome things that happen to in the background to be showcased in a major way.
Less than 3% of businesses in America are Black owned. For Deborah, Cotto is a passion and purpose project. For the vendors, it's a chance to showcase their own creativity and garner support for their businesses.
One vendor I'm really excited about is Parade Purses. If you go to their Instagram, you can see a ton of Black celebrities holding their purses. The Ash of All Trades is another favorite of mine. I'm someone who's into really deep and natural scents, and they make incredible candles by hand.
The event takes place on February 19th from noon to 5 p.m. But in addition to Cotto, there are events throughout the year. You can follow the journey along at cottomarketplace.com.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.